Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day. Now, today is a repeated story. I don't know if you will immediately realize it's a repeated story or not, but it's such a beautiful story that I would like to say it again. I think that maybe I told this story 6 months ago or 8 months ago. The story goes like this. Once upon a time, there were two little boys. One was named Shalom Bear. He was about 5. And one was named Zalman Aaron. He was 6 or 7. And they were both children of a great Rebbe named Rebbe Maharash, Rebbe Shmuel, Lubavitcher Rebbe, who lived in around 1850. And many children, of course, play house, but these boys, since they lived in a Rebbe's house, they played a special game of house, and it was called Rebbe and Chassid. So the older brother, Zalman Aaron, said, "Do you want to be Rebbe when we play?" And Shalom Bear, the younger son, said, "No, I don't want to be a Rebbe, because a Rebbe is only one. There's only one Rebbe. I'm not a Rebbe." "Okay, so I'll play Rebbe," said his older brother, Reb Zalman Aaron. So he dressed up like a Rebbe, and he sat at a desk, and it was now Shalom Bear's turn to act like a chassid. And so he knocked on the door, and he came in to the room where his brother, Zalman Aaron, was acting, playing the Rebbe. So Shalom Bear said, "I have a problem. I have a sin that I'm worried about." Said the little boy, Shalom Bear, "You see, every time I daven, my mind wanders and I start thinking about other things besides davening. I don't focus on the davening." Immediately, his older brother, Zalman Aaron, was making believe he was the Rebbe, said, "Most probably that's because you don't look in the siddur. From now on, you should make sure to always look in the siddur. If you look in the siddur, this will help you to have kavana, to pay attention to the words of the davening." Shalom Bear then said to his brother, "You're not a Rebbe." Zalman Aaron said, "Why do you say I'm not a Rebbe? You came with a question. I gave you an answer. I'm playing Rebbe. Why do you say I'm not a Rebbe?" Shalom Bear said, "Because a Rebbe, a real Rebbe, before he gives somebody advice, he first gives a krecht. He first gives a sigh. If somebody's coming to the Rebbe and he has a problem, the first thing the Rebbe does after he listens to the problem is he gives a sigh, which means that he understands that the person has a problem. We call it in English, he empathizes, he feels for him or this other person. And only after that does he give an answer, does he give advice." That is the first part of this story, which is all we're going to say for tonight. But it's a very important lesson for us. Many times people will ask our advice, or they tell us that they have a problem. And many times the best thing to do is not simply to say what that person should do or what the advice is, but to first empathize with the person, to feel for the person's problem, for their difficulty, for their challenge, for their pain, for their discomfort. First, we have to try to feel for that person. We have to understand what it's like for that person. And only then, if we have advice for them, then is the time to give advice. Thank you very much for listening to the story of the day.